It's funny, I was saying this to Tiki during the break. Manaea has faced 7 batters. He's retired 6 of them. It's been a lot of hard contact.
Yeah.
It's not like Manaea's fooling people. He hasn't got a lot of swing and misses. He struggled to put Kyle Schwarber away, but got him to fly out 400 feet deep to center field. And then there were a couple of balls that were scorched. So he hasn't been dominant, but so far so good. 1-0 Mets, and Manaea has not allowed a
hit. You're feeling good about yourself.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm feeling very good about myself that we did a 20-minute segment and we talked, you know, very casually about football and whatever. And hold on a second, I'm about to lose my mind because Jesse Winker! Oh, he got robbed at the fence.
I don't think he did.
Winker hit one a deep right field. Castellanos made a leaping play and it looked like he caught it and then the ball plopped out of his glove. It was a very weird play in which it was strange.
Right.
Because I thought he caught it.
Right. They're calling it safe. So they went and touched first base. Who was on first? I forgot.
Well, Jose Iglesias was the
was
runner,
on first.
And he went back because he thought the ball was caught.
So he went back and then he rushed to first. And now they appealed. The Phillies appealed to first and see if he tagged up and it was a caught ball. But now they're reviewing?
Well, they're reviewing to see if it was a catch, because if it was a catch, doesn't it turn into a double play because Iglesias would be out since he ran to second?
Yes, but
Which is kind of BS, because if they called on the field a hit, how can you then blame the player for running to second base?
Yeah, that's a transfer. It's a transfer?
Right. I will admit, it looks like it's a transfer play, but then how is Iglesias out?
I don't. Because
they're calling on the field base hit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. They initially ruled him safe.
Well, they ruled
but
it.
But now they're reviewing.
They ruled on the field a base hit. So again, it was caught by Castellanos. The ball plopped out of his glove, but it does appear, I admit, on replay review, that it came out of his glove when he was quickly trying to transfer. But they called it base hit. So Iglesias now sees that and says, I got to get to second base. And it wasn't even an easy play to get to second base.
Right.
Because at that point, Castellanos picked up the ball real quick. And it looked like Iglesias may have actually run out of the baseline, too, in trying to get to second. So now they're reviewing if it's a catch or not. And what I'm saying to you is, if it's a catch, isn't it tough to say Jose Iglesias is out? Now, we're getting a review on Iglesias. So Iglesias initially ran back.
He's asking.
So yes.
Iglesias is asking, is it a hit? Is it a hit? And because he was going back to first.
He was going back to first, and it looked like Iglesias was signaling it looks like a transfer because he's trying to protect himself as a base runner on what should he do. This is a very tough spot for the umps because calling it a double play to me is brutally unfair.
Right.
Is it Sean, be an independent observer. Calling that a double play can't happen.
So, yes, here's my also independent observer. This is terrible radio.
Well, I'm trying to describe what happened.
And you're doing a terrible job. I think we should take a call, wait for it to happen, and go back.
I shouldn't describe what happened?
I thought you did a fine job, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why he's ripping me for it. I'm describing what happened.
Because of the non-baseball fans, like, what the hell is going on?
No, it's not that.
The theater of the mind is radio.
You're describing what's happening, and you're making it more confusing.
Did I?
Yes.
I guess I'll listen to Sean. I won't listen to the executive producer. He doesn't have an opinion.
I just gave you the opinion.
What's the opinion?
Are you out of your mind? They just put you over like $1 million.
Oh, you like that? That was a good description.
I said you did an amazing job. We're theater of the mind.
Yeah, he's missing your butt.
You know how Sean is.
Yeah.
If we don't talk about his
teams,
he feels like he doesn't have any.
Guys, we do have a result. Yep. So they're going to do this right, and I give the umpires credit. They're calling it an out. And it was, because Castellanos appeared to catch it, and it was a transfer play, and they're sending Iglesias back to first base. And if you look at the replay, and I'll describe it as best as I can now that Sean may be self-conscious, Nick Castellanos clearly catches it in his glove, and then as he's appearing to transfer the ball out, that's when the ball comes loose. So I give the umps credit. They could not turn it into a double play, and they didn't. And so now it's just settled. Runner on first, one out, now two outs, because Marte popped up.
That was the right way to call it on the field.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to hear from you anymore.
I made you self-conscious. I'm trying to service the audience.
I tried to do a good job trying to describe
you
it.
Tried.
It's basically like you suck at it.
And then I said you did great, and didn't even comprehend that I gave an opinion, and I caught a stray.
You know what? How about this? I'll let Tiki decide. Yeah. Tiki, when I was describing...
I was in the midst of it, too. I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
How did Tiki do? Did he do a bad job describing
it? No, he did a better job. Look, the problem was, that's a confusing play, even if you're actually calling play-by-play.
If you're looking at it, it's a confusing play.